This podcast is sponsored by Oppenheimer Funds. Oppenheimer Funds offers one of the most comprehensive retirement income planning programs in the industry. Visit www.transition10.com today to learn more. Oppenheimer Funds are distributed by Oppenheimer Funds Distributor Incorporated. Oppenheimer Funds Incorporated and Oppenheimer Funds Distributor Incorporated are not affiliated with Morningstar Advisor.
Welcome to Benefits Update. This is Natalie Choate. This month's podcast was supposed to be about new developments. I was going to tell you about all the stuff that happened over the summer while you were at the beach. The only problem is there were no new developments. Nothing. Nada. Nichts. Rien. Gar nicht. So instead I'll try turning to a tried and true topic, stretch IRAs. What is a stretch IRA? What are the advantages? And how do you get one? Stretch IRA is not an official term. There is actually no such thing as a stretch IRA. It's just a convenient nickname for the ability of a beneficiary to stretch out distributions from an inherited IRA over the beneficiary's life expectancy. Under the minimum distribution rules of the tax code, Congress tells us when we must start taking distributions from our retirement plans, and once we start, how much we have to take out every year. One set of these minimum distribution rules applies to beneficiaries who inherit an IRA or any other type of retirement plan. The rules say that the beneficiary must take annual distributions from the inherited plan over the beneficiary's life expectancy. But as with all these minimum distribution rules, Congress is just setting the minimum. The beneficiary can take out more if he or she wants to. The beneficiary can cash out the entire plan if he or she wants to, as far as the minimum distribution rules are concerned. The rules just say that this is the slowest rate at which money can come out. Suppose a 33-year-old woman inherits an IRA from her deceased father. At 33, her life expectancy, according to the IRS, is 50 years. The required minimum distribution, or RMD, for her is the prior year-end account balance divided by her life expectancy. So under the life expectancy, or stretch, payout method, she would take out 1/50th of the account balance the first year. The next year, she has to take another RMD. Again, she divides the new account balance by her life expectancy. But for this purpose, her life expectancy is last year's life expectancy minus 1 year. So in that second year, she has to take out 1/49th of the account balance. In the third year, she has to take out 1/48th of the account balance, and so on. Look what's happening here. 1/50th is 2% of the account balance. Hopefully, the investment return inside that inherited IRA is greater than 2%. Let's say it's 6%. The account grows 6%, she takes out 2%. The next year, the account grows another 6%, and she takes out 1/49th, which is a tiny bit more than 2%. The account is growing faster than she is taking it out. With good investment returns, the account should keep growing faster than she is withdrawing it until the final 5 to 20 years of her payout period, depending on the rate of return. So here's the beauty of the stretch IRA. If the daughter withdraws only the minimum required distribution each year and has decent investment returns, the inherited IRA should double, triple, or quadruple in value by the time the daughter reaches her own retirement age. In effect, she has inherited her own funded retirement plan, which is good. Of course, the annual distributions are taxable, unless the inherited plan is a Roth plan, which is a really good deal. And also, remember, her life expectancy will eventually run out. This daughter will take out the last distributions in 50 years when she's 83 years old. She'll still be alive, it's just her life expectancy that's ended. It's still a good deal. But is the stretch IRA for everybody? No. I call it a middle-class tax benefit. The least wealthy people and the most wealthy people probably are not interested in stretched out distributions from an inherited IRA. For example, if your client's children are struggling financially, they probably will want to cash out the inherited plan as soon as possible to buy that house they need or pay off their credit card debt. At the other end of the wealth spectrum, the super wealthy are not worried about saving for retirement. They are focused on long-term capital gain type investments, not the ordinary income you get from a retirement plan. And they want private equity and other exotic investments that pose problems for an IRA. So the sweet spot for the stretch IRA is the middle. If your client's adult children are working people with good jobs and they own their own homes, they're not desperate for immediate cash, but they probably would really appreciate having a bigger retirement nest egg, and that's what an inherited IRA is great for. So how do you get one of these wonderful stretch IRAs? Under the tax code, it looks simple. All you have to do is name an individual beneficiary, and then that can be paid out over that person's life expectancy. Well, this is the first place that people start falling off the truck. The life expectancy payout is available only for beneficiaries who have a life expectancy, i.e. individuals. If the participant names his estate as beneficiary, or forgets to name any beneficiary so that the death benefit defaults over to his estate, then the tax code slams the door shut on the life expectancy payout. Benefits payable to an estate do not qualify for the life expectancy payout. So if the estate is the beneficiary, the inherited benefits will have to be distributed over no more than 5 to 15 years, depending on exactly when the participant died. What about a trust as beneficiary? Even though a trust, per se, does not have a life expectancy, the IRS regulations do permit a trust to use the life expectancy payout. The trust has to comply with several strict rules in order to be treated as such a so-called see-through trust. Then the benefits can be paid out over the life expectancy of the oldest trust beneficiary. So if you want your client to have a stretch payout of his benefits after death, it can be done with a trust as beneficiary, but it is essential, repeat, essential, to have the trust drafted by an attorney who is knowledgeable about the tricky IRS minimum distribution rules for trusts. Even with an individual beneficiary, though, there's another hurdle to clear. Not every retirement plan offers the life expectancy payout. Most 401k plans, for example, offer only a lump sum distribution form of death benefit. Until 2007, there was nothing a beneficiary could do about that, other than just take the cash and say thank you. Now, as a result of the Pension Protection Act of 2006, a beneficiary can have that lump sum moved out of the 401k or KEO plan that he actually inherited into a newly created so-called inherited IRA set up for the purpose. While this new option for the non-spouse beneficiary rollover is wonderful and a great improvement, I do not advise relying on it too heavily. For one thing, the IRS says plans do not even have to offer the non-spouse beneficiary rollover. For another thing, unless that rollover is completed by the end of the year after the year of the participant's death, the beneficiary may still get stuck with a lump sum payout, according to the IRS. My other caveat about the non-spouse beneficiary rollover is actually the biggest risk of losing the stretch IRA, but it applies to all types of inherited plans and IRAs, and it's the distribution by mistake. It happens all too often. A beneficiary inherits an IRA or inherits a 401k plan that is to be transferred to an inherited IRA. And then the distributing plan sends a check to the beneficiary instead of into an inherited IRA. Or the IRA provider puts the money into a taxable account instead of into an inherited IRA. The end result is the same. The money has come out of the retirement plan. This is a mistake you cannot fix. Nobody can roll over a plan distribution except the participant and his or her surviving spouse. Once money has come out of the plan, a non-spouse beneficiary cannot put it back into the plan. That is a pretty sad reason to lose out on the stretch IRA. So here's the moral of the story. A client who wants his beneficiaries to be able to use the stretch payout should do his darndest before he dies to have the money already in a stretchable IRA that the beneficiaries will want to keep and hang on to. If the money's now in a qualified plan, the client should roll it over as soon as he can to an IRA, probably when he retires. Don't leave it to the kids to do it after your death. There's too much risk it will get distributed to them by mistake. Similarly, if you have an IRA, make sure it's with an IRA provider that can provide your beneficiaries with a wide range of investment options after your death. That way, they won't have to move the account just to get the investments they want, and you'll avoid one more risk of accidental distribution. For MorningstarAdvisor.com, this is Natalie Choate.
Today's podcast was sponsored by Oppenheimer Funds. Visit www.transition10.com to learn more about Oppenheimer Funds' valuable retirement income planning tools. Oppenheimer Funds are distributed by Oppenheimer Funds Distributor Incorporated. Oppenheimer Funds Incorporated and Oppenheimer Funds Distributor Incorporated are not affiliated with Morningstar Advisor.